My dad and uncle are like solid traditionalists. They like when beer tastes the way that it has for forever. Welcome to the Beer Feelings Podcast, where together we are indulging in life and craft beer. This show is all about demystifying the craft beer industry in a fun and flirty way for women who are just beginning their beer journey or for ladies who already love their brews and are hungry to learn more. My name is Natalie Jones. I'm the gal pal you never knew you had, and today I'm going to be your craft beer guide. You guys, Thanksgiving is this week and I can't believe it, but you know who can believe it? Everybody that signed up to host, because there is so much to do in putting on the feast. But the good news, guys, today I am here to help. Well, at least on the beer front. I probably won't be of service to anyone when it comes to cooking a turkey. But if you are the person in charge of getting alcohol for your family and friends this week, this is the podcast episode for you. So today, I'm going to give you a few tips and tricks on how to pick up the perfect craft beer assortment to keep everyone smiling this Turkey Day. Hosting can be stressful. I get it. I personally hosted one Friendsgiving totally on my own. I'd done a few in the past with the help of some like really cool roommates, but I did one on my own. And honesty hour, that's going to be the only one. The little details take so much time. Everything from, do I have enough chairs? Should I put the tables together or keep them apart? How did I not notice that my house was so poorly lit? Like, do I put lamps on the tables? It was a lot. And by the time everyone left and I started the dishwasher and like Cloroxed everything, I was totally exhausted. So this is my happy reminder to all of the hosts and hostesses out there. Make sure this holiday that you build in some time after the event, before you go back to work or before you fly home or before you do anything, take some time to take care of you and recharge. This is your invitation to book a manicure or a pedicure. Go for a hike that you've been looking at for a while. Plan a rom-com day. I think Hallmark already has all their movies out. Or, you know what? Let me help you out and grab one of our Beer Feelings boxes to have the ultimate at-home boozy and bougie spa day. I'll throw the link in the show notes so you don't need to remember anything, because I know if you're hosting, you already have a million things in your head. So just scroll down, do a little click, and then you're all set. Let's get to it. Let's talk a little bit about Thanksgiving beer planning. Now, I'm going to make this episode nice and simple. Like I said, you guys have more than enough going on. So we're going to cover three big topics. The first is looking at your group as a whole and making a plan. Step number two is the beer assortment that I would suggest, regardless of who's coming to your festival meal. And the third section that we are going to talk about today is where I would suggest purchasing your craft beer. So step number one, assessing the groups. Now, I really think that there's a spectrum of beer drinkers, and on each end, kind of on like the left side, I guess you could put it on the right side if you want, but on one end of the spectrum, we have the traditionalists, and on the other side, we have experimenters. So let's dive into that a little bit. Now, traditionalists like beer-flavored beer. They like drinking something that they can expect what it's going to taste like and the beverage delivers. They like predictability. They like classic brews that are timeless. So, okay, we have the traditionalists. On the other end of the spectrum, we have those that are a little more experimental. They like to play with beer. They like to be caught off guard. They like a lot of like extra stuff thrown in their beer, and they're okay trying something that doesn't quite taste like they expected because it's fun for them. It's part of the game. So what I want you to do is just right now, you can do it with me. It's going to take literally 30 seconds. I want you to take a sticky note or a piece of paper and draw a line and put the two points on the scale. So the traditionalists on one side and the experimenters on the other. And then I want you to think about each of your guests and put a little X on where they sit on the scale so that we can see the big picture of kind of the distribution of your guests. We're making a scatter plot. If you don't know everybody that's coming, maybe you're just the boozy friend, like you're not the full host or hostess, you're just the one in charge of alcohol. I would invite you, have a little chit chat with the host to put together this scatter plot together. It's just going to make your life easier. So for example, using my family gathering, Aaron and I, boyfriend Aaron and I, are on the more experimental side. We like to play with beer. We like some funky, fresh stuff. My dad and uncle are like solid traditionalists. They like when beer tastes the way that it has for forever. And then kind of in the middle is my sister, her boyfriend, my cousin. So we really have like a diverse family. So going into buying beer, I know that's what I need to shop for. Okay, if you need to pause this podcast to do this, this will be the thing that saves you the most time. So go ahead, do a little pause. Okay, we're good. We have our scatter plot. Let's move on to step number two, which is choosing the proper beer assortment. Now, regardless of what your kind of spectrum plot, we can call it, looks like, I'm going to advise for this occasion getting three kinds of beer. Something that's light, something that's a little darker and roasty, and then something that's seasonal. Now, I want you to take these three beers and overlay your group dynamic to kind of come up with specifically what you are going to go out and buy. So let me give you a couple examples. If your entire family is mostly traditionalist or they're leaning heavy to that side, I would recommend for the light beer getting a like really crisp lager. For the dark beer, getting something that's not like super, super dark, but maybe an amber or a brown. And then for the seasonal, getting like a holiday ale, something with like some cool spices in there, but still pretty traditional. When you're looking at the traditionalists and applying the spectrum, I would recommend looking for beers that have been around for a while. Maybe they've won a couple of awards, something that you've tried before. And if this is your group, the beer is going to be something that everyone has with the meal and enjoys, but it's not going to be like a separate activity. So let's contrast that. If your group is all experimenters like myself, here's what I would recommend for your lineup. For the light beer, I would do something a little more like weird, like choose a cool farmhouse or a saison for the light beer. For the dark beer, push it into pastry stout world. So you have something with like a lot of different notes that's complicated and angsty. And then for the seasonal, I'd grab a cranberry sour. They're delicious and it feels festive, but it is a sour. So your experimenters are going to like it a lot more than the traditionalists. As a whole, if you're leaning to that side of the spectrum, look for something that's playful and exciting. If everybody likes to experiment, they're probably going to taste a little bit of each of the beer because drinking and tasting is part of the entertainment and fun for them. So you can maybe do that in the beginning instead of having to plan like an icebreaker or small talk or games. Okay. Your shopping will be easiest if you have heavy to one side or the other. But what if you have a family like mine that has very diverse preferences? So we're going to call this the mixed group. What I would do is I would take the kind of like Goldilocks and Three Bears approach. Like I would choose something for the traditionalists, something in the middle, and something for the experimenter. So personally, what I would commit to is the light beer for the people that appreciate tradition, the seasonal for the experimenters, because there's a lot more funk that you can play with. And then I would have the dark beer be in the middle. So probably what I am going to go out and buy is I'm going to choose a farmhouse for the light beer, but like a chill farmhouse, not like a funky fresh saison. So a light farmhouse. On the dark side, I'd probably go with a vanilla stout. I think that's a pretty good middle of the road beer. And then I'm going to stick with the cranberry sour for the seasonal. Like if you really want to push funky, you could do like one of those marshmallow s'more pumpkin pie beers as your seasonal, but you can play around with this and adjust it however you want. But like I said, I just kind of treat it like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Like, you're going to have something that's kind of boring, something that's a little wild, and something that's just right in the middle. So once you've kind of put together your beer plan before you've left the house, and I would 100% recommend making it before you leave the house so you don't get overwhelmed when you're out shopping. So where are you going to buy these beers? I'm always going to suggest heading down to your local brewery, and let me tell you why. Number one, we love supporting small business. I will have a number of different little shops for Small Business Saturday and Sunday. It's cool to support small business owners and help them buy their own holiday presents. And they do a little happy dance whenever you shop with them. Love that. The second reason, the beer tender can help you put together a cool lineup if you do hit a level of overwhelm. Many breweries don't have little cans. They don't have 12 or 16 ounce cans, but they do have crowlers, which are just 2 pints in one big aluminum vessel. And those can be a little tricky to drink on your own, but Thanksgiving is the perfect time to go buy a bunch of crowlers because you have some help to drink all of them. So this is a really cool time if you typically don't shop at breweries because they don't have a lot of to-go options. Now's the perfect time to do so. And my final reason for shopping at your local brewery is if you have any out-of-town guests coming to visit, shopping at a local brewery gives them like a cool taste of like the beer scene in your area. So 10 out of 10, recommend go to a local brewery. It's just going to be good. It's going to be better. That's what I would recommend. If you have to, you could go to the liquor store, but do your best to go to a brewery. I'm rooting for you. Then as far as how many beers to purchase per person, I personally like to plan for 2 pints per guest. Now, some people are going to drink 3 beers. Some are going to drink no beers. This is the number that just works with my family because we'll also have wine available. And then my dad or uncle always like to make like a signature drink, like a mixed drink. So you can scale this up or down depending on how rowdy your group is going to be, or maybe they're a little more conservative and they don't drink that often. So definitely like adjust as you would like. Also, I would rather buy too much beer than too little because I know that I'm going to drink the beer. And the last thing I want to do is be running around last minute instead of spending time with my family and enjoying their presence. So knowing that, I only purchase things that I'm excited to drink later so I don't get stuck with like a dud, basically. So those are my tips, guys. Let's do a quick little recap. So in planning your Thanksgiving craft beer selection, I would like you to first draw a little chart describing your family's flavor preferences when it comes to beer. Number two, make a plan for a light beer, a dark beer, and a seasonal beer based on that distribution. And number three, head to your favorite neighborhood brewery to just knock this off your to-do list. I'm super curious to see what you guys are drinking this holiday season. Go ahead, snap a little picture, tag me in your shopping sessions or when you're together with your family on Instagram or Facebook, just at Beer Feelings. I'd love to see how all of this goes. And I really hope these tips help to take a little bit off of your plate. But my friends, today and on this happy holiday, no matter what you're doing, I hope you're doing it with a great beer in hand and even better people by your side. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. See you next week. Cheers.